Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint. Open phones all show long. 406-294-0970. 406-294-0970. We got Gary in Billings. Gary, thanks for calling.
Hey, David, thanks for taking my call. Enjoy your show. Enjoy your sense of humor.
Thank you.
I want to talk about this latest commercial that was on KTVQ about John Tesser's two sides. Maybe you've seen that where he's at his farm and dressed in old coveralls, and this lady comes out and puts a suit and tie on him, and he heads for Washington.
Oh my goodness, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's great, because I think it's an old actor like Joe Don Baker. If you can pull that up, it's a great commercial, because the two sides of Fat Cat Tester.
What two sides?
That is portraying him, the two sides of John Tester, how he's thinking on his farm and his head for Washington in a suit and tie.
I like that. Well, thanks for the heads up on that, Gary. I appreciate that.
The other thing, if I might add,
please do,
on this debate coming up with Kamala Harris, when they ask her what you've got accomplished, well, I got 50 million illegal aliens in the country here to take away your jobs.
That's exactly right. No, her and Tesser both have accomplished that.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking my call. I hope you pull that up, because it goes to show you that they kind of thrown it back in Tester's face. And these crazy commercials, how they're running Tim down, it's just awful.
It really is. Well, thanks for the heads up on it. You know, actually, we got another message here as well about another false advertisement from Bill in Miles City. Bill in Miles City, thanks for sharing us the Miles City Star false advertisement by John Tester claiming that Tim Sheehy's plan closes the Holy Rosary Hospital and closes 49 rural Montana hospitals, which is just false. They quote Tim Sheehy, "In my opinion, we need to return healthcare to pure privatization." That doesn't mean any place is closed. Actually, privatizing healthcare actually results in more hospitals and more choice and more affordable healthcare. And, of course, they totally misconstrue what Tim Sheehy was saying about that. It's not some – and they do this all the time. When somebody says, hey, you know, the Democrats' health care policies have destroyed our health care system. Nobody can afford to get health care anymore. Nobody can afford health insurance. People are having to file bankruptcy because of medical bills. Something ain't working, folks. And it's the Democrat policies, and it's government-run health care. It's a disaster everywhere it's tried. Look around the world. Open your eyes. Quit putting out lies, Democrats. John, anybody that falls for this John Tester garbage ought to have their head examined.
Securing America.
After falling quite short of recruiting goals in 2022 and 2023, Army Secretary Christine Wormuth said last week she's optimistic about meeting this fiscal year's goal of 55,000 new recruits. Part of the reason, new recruiting staffing.
We have created a new warrant officer specialty focused on recruiting. The first cohort of those warrant officers are actually going out to some of our recruiting brigades right now.
Wormuth says the Army still faces challenges, however, like low unemployment and some candidates not meeting qualifications.
We're going to have to continue to work really, really hard to get back to where we're recruiting 60,000 kids a year or more.
Because, she says,
that's really where we need to be to grow back the Army to a size that's appropriate for the incredibly difficult security environment we're facing right now.
Kevin Letzman, Fox News.
Man, it is so obvious to spot the liberal media bias here in Montana. They never ask liberal Senator John Tester any tough questions. They never hold him accountable. Yet they do this phony press release reporting for any fake news he wants to pump out there. Hey, I'll tell you what, Montana Talks, go to the Montana Talks website. Go download the Montana Talks app, because we're going to deliver the stories they refuse to tell. MontanaTalks.com. Download the Montana Talks app on your phone.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Open phones, 406-294-0970. Let's go to Ron in Big Fork. Ron, thanks for calling.
Good morning. I just wanted to comment on Monica Tranel's antics. I don't know if you've seen the ad where she apparently is in Ryan Zinke's rental unit, and she's complaining about the high price of rentals. I think it's like $16,000 a month. Well, she ought to come into this century, because that's not unusual in Montana. I live in Big Fork, and I've got a little house next to me for rent for almost $8,000 a month.
Wow.
And I'd like to know how she got access to that unit. Is this a burglary? Is it an unauthorized entry? I think Ryan Zinke ought to look into that and get an attorney.
Well, I'm sure.
And her ads are just absolutely nothing but cheap shots. Her ads boil down to one thing: I can row a boat. Nothing else matters, what she says. I just think it's outrageous. Her going into his unit, and
It's off-putting.
I'd like to hear what he has to say.
I mean, it's really off-putting the way that she did that. And even if she rented it, and maybe she paid, I think it's $1,400 a night, or something like that, is what I recall seeing. But I think she just rented it, and then she went in and said, "Hey, look, I'm in Ryan Zinke's Airbnb." I mean, it comes off as creepy, it comes off as weird, it comes off as if she's trespassing or doing something criminal. It put me off. I don't know if anybody else likes that kind of junk. I certainly don't.
Then she complains about the mattress. I mean, really?
Right.
She's just got to stay practicing law and stay out of politics. She has no class whatsoever.
Well, and the other thing is it's another one of these attacks on success. It's like, give me a break. So now it's a bad thing if a Montanan is so successful in their career, you know, Ryan Zinke being a commander of SEAL Team 6, having other successes, having successful runs for public office, and because he was successful and was able to purchase a property that he can rent out that he can then use as additional income to provide for his family, that's a bad thing? Who are these Democrats think they are? And then Tim Sheehy was a Navy SEAL and started a business and was successful in business, and that's a bad thing? Donald Trump is one of the most successful real estate developers in New York City, and that's a bad thing? Donald Trump, one of the most successful TV shows in the country ever, and that's a bad thing? Gianforte making $23 million in dividends and investment income because Gianforte owned a highly, highly successful business that provided, hundreds or thousands of jobs, and he was able to sell it, and then he was able to do, and that's a bad thing? These Democrats, all they do is attack success, and it's the same thing communists do and Marxists do, because their entire ideology, their entire belief system is based off of jealousy and greed and resentment. One of my favorite economists, Thomas Sowell, had famously said, How is it greedy to want to keep what you earned yourself with your own labor, but it's not greedy for the Democrats to want to take somebody else's money? They've got the greed thing exactly backwards. Let's go to Francis in Big Fork. Francis, thanks for calling.
Yes, I agree with all you say. Monica is terrible, and so is Tester, and they're both communists, because they wouldn't be, like you said, they're jealous. And they want to tear this country down. They just want to be the elite, and we're just supposed to be their slaves. And Tester was always talking about, you know, Medicare and Medicaid will be gone, and the veterans won't get anything. Well, that's all in stone in Washington. And who is the people that robbed Medicare? It's always the Democrats.
Yep.
And they're letting, and Obamacare, I can't remember the page, I was thinking it was 102 or something, on there, they have it in there that they are supposed to give health care to illegal aliens.
Correct.
And our vets have to sit and wait till they get taken care of first. And
yep.
They're taking jobs away. People were getting good jobs, and one gal from Bozeman was up here, and she was looking for work because all the illegals have taken their jobs, and she can't work for, I mean, she's already bought a house. How can she work for $8 a month, you know, like they do? Because they put 10 or 12 people in one little room and crowd them in like sardines and made them work like slaves.
That's absolutely right. You've got a lot of these illegal aliens in Montana living 10, 15, 20 people to a house, to a 1-2-bedroom house. You've got 10, 20, 30 of these illegals in there, and then they're working them 12, 13, 14, 15 hours a day. Just Americans will not live like that and will not work like that for such low wages, period.
And, well, and then our dummies that were smoking pot instead of getting jobs and getting established so that their people wouldn't want to get rid of them. You know, that pot stuff has ruined this Montana.
Well,
because it brought in all the cartels.
Well, Francis, don't you also recognize that there's plenty of people that smoke pot that actually do work pretty hard in their jobs?
Well, that's true, too.
Right. Hey, we're up against the break. Francis, we're up against the break. I'll put you on hold. I want to hear what else you have to say. Francis, stick with us. We got Willie in Paradise Valley on the lines, too. David Noble in for Aaron Flint.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
We're talking to Francis in Big Fork. Francis, are you still there?
Yep, I sure am.
What else did you want to add?
Well, I wanted to thank Jean Forte and all our Republicans that are running. And he has put in order that schools have to not have cell phones in the rooms. And I think our education will improve a lot.
Oh, yeah, no, that's about time. I saw an article about a Billings superintendent talking about how he regularly is walking around the schools during classroom time and looking in and witnessing the teacher at the front of the classroom teaching a lesson, and the kids are in their desks staring down at their phones, scrolling on their phones. That's happening in our public schools. You've got teachers at the front of the classroom literally teaching a lesson, and the kids in the desk sitting on their phones, staring at their phones, scrolling. I couldn't believe that's happening here. How are we allowing that? What is going on here? So, yeah, kudos to Governor Jean Forte. Francis in Big Fork, thanks so much for bringing that up. Let's go to Willie in Paradise Valley. Willie, thank you for calling.
Yeah, I usually don't listen to Voices of Montana. I do occasionally, but last week they had Tim Sheehy on there talking with him, and I didn't realize how dirty the Democrats are getting. But they harassing him on his ranch, driving on his place, leaving gates open. He went back home from driving cattle one day with his son, and here some guy was in his house. It wasn't supposed to be there and stuff too. So I mean, and just like Monica, the snake charmer, I mean, her antiques. I mean, what are these people after? I mean, they're getting right down dirty in what they're doing. But if somebody turned around and did the same thing to them, they'd be screaming like a mass cat. So it's pretty sad. That's what they're they're so low that they're evidently so scared that they will do anything to harass somebody.
That's unbelievable that they're going on to Zinke's private property. They're going on to Sheehy's private property. These people are dirty.
Yeah, they're nasty. I mean, talk about weird. I mean, the Democrats came up with throwing the weird phrase around, but I think it's pretty weird to want to kill a baby up to 9 months or even after it's born. That's pretty weird to me.
Pretty weird. I agree.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't know if anybody heard about that. I didn't realize how much harassment, you know, after we heard about Zinke's deal and then that, but they're constantly up there and giving him a bad time. And, you know, the thing is, a guy is it successful and buys a property and that's his property. It's his taxes he's paying. And if he wants to charge somebody, go on there or whatever to make him pay his taxes. There's a lot of ranchers around the Montana and a lot of other
of course there, yeah of course there's
that, you know,
yeah
paying the taxes, so, and they want us to pay more taxes, so I guess that's the way you're going to offset that. But a lot of these people that are out there, and I grew up here in Montana too. Yeah, I used to be able to go down the road and help some rancher out or knock on the door. They were glad, but now things are different. Money's a lot tighter and things ain't the way they used to be. So if you don't like it, you get your checkbook out and you buy it.
Yeah, amen, amen. Well said. Fantastic phone call. Thank you, Willie. No, I can't believe these Democrats making it so hard on our farmers and ranchers in this state to try to make ends meet with their inflation, with their anti-ag, anti-business policies, with their skyrocketing property tax. You name it. The Democrats have made life so hard for our farmers and ranchers that you're right, Willie, you're right. There's a lot of multi-generational native Montana farmer ranchers that also sell hunting rights to their property because they have to make ends meet, or simply because they have a right to do so and they want to. And they don't have to have any other reason than that, because this is their property and they want to. Period. There's nothing any Democrat can say about that. And the fact that they would try to attack, they're attacking real estate owners for renting out their real estate? Are you kidding me? What is wrong with these Democrats? So now if you own a property, you can't rent it out? What is the Democrats' idea? Oh, look at Zinke. Zinke's got an Airbnb rental. Oh, look at Sheehy. Sheehy's got a ranch and he leases out the rights to use the land. Yeah, Democrats. It's called private property rights. Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. Let's go to Sean in Libby. Sean, thanks for calling.
Yeah, good morning. How are you doing?
Good, you?
I believe. Good. I'm concerned about the part of education and what they're teaching in the classroom. And I believe every parent who has the time, or grandparents who may be retired, have the right to sit in the back of the class of social studies, history, be able to sit in the back of class and observe the teaching. And if that's not allowed, I hope maybe the governor may sign a bill allowing parents at will and to be able to sit in the classroom of their children or the grandchildren and observe what's being taught.
Yeah, or what about having, you know, a webcam in the classroom that is a, you know, a live stream online, to where if parents want to see what their kids are being taught, they can just, you know, go online and pull up the live video and audio feed of what's going on inside that classroom. What about that idea?
Yeah, that'd be even better. That would save a lot of time, and it'd be more effective, I believe.
Yeah, well,
I hate to go into that'd probably be more effective, but that also brings up the question of privacy. But then again, you have to weigh the good with the bad. And right now, I feel bad for the parents today not knowing what their children are being taught in the schools.
Well, I like the idea of basically allowing a parent, if they so choose, to, you know, have the right to go attend one of the classroom sessions or multiple classroom sessions to see what their kids are being taught. I actually asked a elementary school student recently what they've been taught about slavery in our schools, and the answer that I got back was kind of shocking, because slavery is obviously a very big concept that goes back thousands and thousands and thousands of years and really doesn't have a whole lot to do with you know, limiting it to what happened in the United States. But these elementary school kids are being taught that slavery is when white people think they're better than everybody else. And it's like, actually, slavery is much bigger than that. Slavery goes back a lot longer than just American history. And in fact, if you've ever been to East Africa, like I have been just last year, you'll realize that it was actually the Arab slave traders that were actually the worst. And the Arab slave traders were still running Arab slave trading caravans in Eastern Africa when places in Western Europe and the United States had already ended slavery and were trying to end the East African Arab slave trade. Ever heard of Dr. Livingston, I presume? Yeah, he was a British guy that was there trying to end the Arab slave trade. So this, what they're teaching kids about how, you know, and of course, slavery actually had, there's been white slaves, there's been black slaves, there's been slaves of every color, there's been people of the same race that own slaves of the same race throughout history. Slavery is this huge, huge historical concept that's lasted for thousands of times. But these elementary schools are just teaching our kids that slavery is when white people think they're better than anybody else. kind of disturbing. Got a great message from Ian in Glendive. He says, "Hey, you guys are doing amazing, but when does Aaron come back?" Great question, Ian. Aaron's back Wednesday, which means you've got one more day with me. Aaron will be back on Wednesday. Jay in Billings says, "I'm thinking about how to market Cat Snacks, a quality jerky, about tomorrow's," which is kind of a funny joke in reference to recent news here over the weekend out of Springfield, Ohio, where some of the migrants that the Biden-Harris tester regime have brought in, dropping over 20,000 migrants into a town of less than 60,000, and they're apparently eating people's house pets as food. They're going down to the local park where the ducks are there, and they're cutting off the ducks' heads and eating them, and things like that. Jake goes on about tomorrow's debate, big debate tomorrow night between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Kamala Harris should quickly move from podium to podium and debate herself. She could clarify her unchanging values but ever-changing policy views. Yeah, one of them could say, "Hey, I have the same values." The other one could say, "I've completely 180'd on my policy positions." That's a great message, Jay and Billings. John Tester should do the same thing. John Tester should get up there and have a debate between the John Tester that runs for office in Montana and then the Senator John Tester, because those are two completely different creatures. The John Tester on the Montana campaign trail is a completely different person, politician, you name it, than when he gets to D.C. That would be a good debate. Let's have a debate between John Tester, the campaigner, and John Tester when he's in D.C. That would be a wild one as well. Let's go to Brad Molnar in Laurel. I don't know if it's Senator Molnar or PSC Commissioner Molnar, but it's going to be both soon. Brad Molnar, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, David, for having me on. You know, it's a lot of fun to talk about presidential elections and U.S. Senate, but what most people are not aware of, and I've never seen anything in the press about this, is that the PSC, which if you can control that, you control energy and you control all the economy that comes from it or doesn't come from it. In the far western part, Jennifer Fielder, who's the vice chairman, her opponent is out fundraising her 59-1. The money is coming from blue states, activists. Almost all of it mirrors the donations to Monica Chanel. Her opponent is an environmental engineer that works in Missoula. And she spent $35,000.
Hey, Brad, I got to put you on hold. Brad, if you'll hang with me, Brad, for this break. We only got 10 seconds left here. Brad, I'll come back to you right after this break. Important topic, especially with the left trying to push their radical green policies on the tier.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble in for Aaron Flint. We're talking to Brad Molnar, candidate for the PSC in Laurel. Brad, during the break there, we got a message on the Montana Talks app from Jill in Billings. She says, please clarify what the PSC is. So, Brad, I'll let you take that one.
Okay, I actually get that a lot. I was at a picky-nicky of Republicans over in Hardin yesterday, and I told them about all the things that are going on, and the question from the committee was, what do you guys do? Well, the short part of it would be that if the government has recognized a natural monopoly, like a utility, or a industry that is not best served by open competition rather by regulation, like in rural counties, say, trash hauling, that we act and govern them based on would they make the same decisions if they had competition so that the customer has that protection. And in doing that, we take a look at their financials and make sure they're not lying to us. We do an audit of them. And that's what we do. You know, it sounds pretty blasé, but it is now becoming nationwide the most important office in any state, and nobody knows it.
Yeah, good point. And so what's the current status of the PSC races here in Montana then, and what's your concern about what happens if there's a Dem takeover?
You're looking at Jennifer Fielder in far western Montana. If you live in a county that borders Idaho, you live in her district. She's being out-fundraised 59-1. The people that are putting the money in are the same people that are funding Monica Chanel. And yes, she's running as an independent. She spent, according to Fielder, I was talking to her, $35,000 to gather signatures to get on the ballot. Nobody does that unless they know they've got massive support. Okay, so statewide, you're looking at town meetings that are going on by environmental organizations every week. I get notifications from somebody, and they are all about how the Public Service Commission is run by Republicans and bad for you, bad for the environment, etc. My opponent from Bozeman is an environmental sustainability professor. I've been told by friends of mine and the environmental NGOs that they're not going to give her a lot of money. They're going to do it third-party independent expenditures so that I can't say she said or anything. They can just say what they want to, and nobody knows who they are because they make up names to do that with.
Right.
Currently in the state, we have two issues before the courts to force the DEQ and the PSC to actually be mandated to carry the water for environmental NGOs. At the federal level, we have two of them. One, of course, is Colstrip and Murphy Rules. The other one is called Rule 1920, which will allow the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to place the cost of transmission lines for environmental concerns like that. Wind farms and solar farms and all of that on the bills of people in Montana. So if a blue state has carbon constraint policies and they're building a lot of wind and a lot of solar and it's wildly expensive and the people are starting to scream, they'll simply shift it to the red state. It's a blue state, red state thing, and people are not even aware of it, and the Public Service Commission is the only one that has standing in the courts to fight it. And that's why they want to control the various public service commissions around the nation.
Wow, that makes sense.
You know, you figure that the average, and this goes back over years, I've been involved for a long time, the average public service commission race will not raise enough money for one good race in one house district, and yet they're 20 house districts large. So if you raise $15,000, $20,000, you're a champion. $35,000 to collect signatures, that tells you 59 to 1, $59,000 to 1. how important is it to them? Wildly. How important is it to us? We don't even know what we do.
Yeah, no, that kind of says it all right there. Well, thanks for raising the issue. Brad Molnar, candidate for PSC and state senator. Brad Molnar, really important topic. I agree with you that it's an important issue and that there's a reason the Democrats are so obsessed with trying to take it over. No question about that one. Let's go to Lee in Kalispell. Lee, thank you for calling.
Yes, I've had about five or six calls wanting to know how I was going to vote. I haven't even had one where they asked you if I was a Republican or a Democrat. But I never tell them. But if you want to have a little fun with them, I got a suggestion. How about if when they call, they ask you who you're going to vote for, and you say, sure, I'm going to vote for the one I like. And if they said that he's a Democrat or Republican, say, yes, they're one of them. Bye.
So why not just tell them, hey, vote for Tim Sheehy, vote for, you know, Dan Wilson, vote for Corey Swanson?
Well, you know, for me, it's another business how I'm going to vote. This is a probably poll or something like that, or just wanting to know who you're going to vote for. I never know who I'm talking to.
Oh, I see what... So you're talking about these pollsters, not necessarily like somebody you know, like a friend or a family member.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I like that. You know, we had another caller bring up the idea of, should we be responding to these polls to show that, to tell them, yeah, no, we're supporting Tim Sheehy, so that therefore the Democrats don't think this is a close race anymore and they don't pour in all of this money into the race. I thought that was an interesting theory on it, too.
Mm-hmm. But it's a way of having maybe a little fun with you when you get tired of them, the pollsters calling you all the time.
Yeah, good point. I like the idea. Thank you, Lee, in Kalispell. Good call. 406-294-0970 if you want to be on the show. J.D. Vance is now getting in on this cat-eating story. J.D. Vance just tweeted out just this morning a tweet. He says, months ago, I raised the issue of Haitian illegal immigrants draining social services and generally causing chaos all over Springfield, Ohio. Reports now show that people have had their pets abducted and eaten by people who shouldn't be in this country. Where is our border czar? Where is the border czar? Hey, border czar. Border czar Kamala Harris. We've got Americans' pets being eaten by illegal immigrants. What are you doing? Vivek Ramaswamy posting about this issue on X as well. Vivek reposted this statement from a local in the area. Quote, I live near Springfield. Most of my family lives in the city. Just wanted to say that all you're seeing isn't an exaggeration at all. The number of car accidents and hostile confrontations with locals is insane. My aunt walked into a woman's restroom at the grocery store last month and was screamed at by two grown naked men taking a sink shower, using the women's bathroom sink as a shower. Friend of a friend got his car hit by a migrant, no license or insurance, of course, and the guy jumped out and started threatening him and demanding money. That's Vivek Ramaswamy retweeting that. Steve Cortez has pointed out how Kamala Harris, on her new campaign policy platform, so remember, guys, now over 50 days that Kamala Harris has been the Democrat presidential nominee, and she has still not held a press conference. Yeah, she did one interview with CNN. But no big boy press conference. When are we going to get a big girl press conference? Remember, Joe Biden gave a big boy press conference. Can we get a big girl press conference with Kamala? I guess not. But Steve Cortez points out on her new policy platform, she calls for giving American citizenship, full-blown American citizenship, with all the rights and privilege thereof to all the illegal aliens inside our country. That is openly now the Democrat Party platform. They don't care about what's going on in this country. It's all just a matter of let's just go straight to giving them a citizenship. Kevin in the Flathead, I was just about to take your call, but I'm getting better at my job here. I look to see how much time we have left, and we're out of time on this segment. I'll come to you, Kevin in the Flathead, immediately after this break. We got the Hannity update. Don't miss this break, and then we'll come to you, Kevin in Flathead, right after this. David Noble in for Aaron Flint on Montana Talks.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
They ever got a hold of the Senate, they would eliminate the filibuster. They would do court packing, and they'd probably give, you know, they'd probably give statehood to D.C. and Puerto Rico, because that's all the Democrats ever care about. You really want to see the corporate tax rate, the largest tax increase in American history? You know, raising the corporate tax rate, raising the tax on stock buybacks, raising big companies' corporate taxes, small business taxes, taxes on income and in each individual company where they operate rather than on their global profits overall, going with a global minimum tax to match what the rest of the world is doing and doubling that rate. I mean, that's insane.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, when it comes to selecting and installing new window treatments, it may seem like there's nothing between, let's see, high-end designer and some random unqualified guy with a power drill. But guess what? There is a better way, and that's where Blinds.com comes in. Now, at Blinds.com, you're going to get the savings of a local handyman with the expertise of a professional interior designer without the risk or hassle or expense. From premium woven wood to motorized shades and more, you can get unlimited window treatments now installed for just one low cost. Now, you can't agree on a style with your partner? Well, just talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free. If you need help with measuring and installation, well, they'll help you with that also. And yes, you can get that in-person service and confidence from the comfort of your own home. Why? Because Blinds.com ships samples directly to you. They make it easy, fast, and free. And if you shop at Blinds.com right now, you get savings up to 40% off site-wide. That's up to 40% off site-wide for a limited time when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
As we get closer to Election Day, I'm hearing people question whether polls will be more accurate this year than they were last time. While that's a fair comment overall, our poll did a pretty good job. The final 2020 Fox News National Survey correctly estimated Joe Biden's number and underestimated Donald Trump's by less than 3 percentage points. At the same time, we are constantly working to improve our methods to be as accurate as possible. A big adjustment was adding text-to-web interviews, where we send a text message with a link to an online survey. We did a lot of research before making this change and believe it improves the survey's representativeness. About 4 in 10 text message respondents tell us they would not take a phone survey, and these folks have different attitudes from those who are willing to talk with an interviewer on the phone. If you're interested, /poll. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint here on Montana Talks. I guess we lost our caller that we had on the line, which means we've got open phones, 406-294-0970. I got a message here from Richard in Billings. It's apparently possible that the cat ladies J.D. Vance was roasted over don't have their cats anymore. Richard, I think that could be a big, huge potential campaign slogan for the Trump administration. Hey, yeah. Maybe J.D. Vance has made fun of cat ladies before, but at least under the Trump administration, the cat ladies will still have their cats. Whereas under the Kamala Harris, John Tester, Biden regime, The illegal aliens are eating people's house guests. How'd you like to come home from work one day? You come home from work one day, and let's just say you've got, you know, 20 or 30 illegal aliens living in the house next door. You come home from work one day, and there's your cat hanging from the tree, getting skinned and hung up, ready to be eaten. Because that's what's going on over there in Springfield, Ohio. You got everybody from Vivek Ramaswamy to J.D. Vance tweeting about it. Right on John says the Haitians are giving, you know what, I don't, maybe I, right on John, a doggy bag, a new meaning the doggy bag. I heard last week that there are huge numbers of farmers losing their farms under Biden economics and that he doubled fuel costs and increased taxes to the farmers. Have a look, it's a huge number. No, well said. He's the policies of the Biden-Harris tester regime have absolutely harmed farmers and ranchers, and then they're going to attack anybody, any farmer or rancher that leases their land for hunting rights, which is your full right to do, and you don't have to explain that to anybody or justify that to anybody. You've got a couple. All right, I gotta play this Bernie Sanders clip from yesterday. Travis, if you can get this Bernie Sanders clip lined up, this is basically Bernie Sanders admitting that Kamala Harris is just lying about her policy switches to win the election. Go.
Describe Vice President Kamala Harris as a progressive. She has previously supported Medicare for all. Now she does not. She's previously supported a ban on fracking. Now she does not. These, Senator, are ideas that you have campaigned on. Do you think that she is abandoning her progressive ideals?
No, I don't think she's abandoning her ideals. I think she's trying to be pragmatic and doing what she thinks is right in order to win the election.
So, in other words, no, she's not abandoning her socialist policy positions. She's just lying about it so that she can win the election. Pretty shocking to see Bernie Sanders actually admit that. Of course, it's the same thing with John Tester, right? All of the Tester Democrats are basically recognizing that John Tester has to lie and pretend to not be a hard, hard left, radical left nut job to try to win this Senate election. And they got to lie about Tim Sheehy and attack Tim Sheehy's success and totally lie about what Tim Sheehy believes and what he said and everything. Because they otherwise, Tester's going to lose. Tester is going to lose unless he can convince the people of Montana that he's not who he really is, period. And same with Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is going to lose this election unless she can successfully lie to people and convince people that she's not who she is. We know who Tester is. We know who Kamala Harris is. We know who they are. They're radical leftists. Kamala Harris wants to pay for health care for 30, 40, 50 million illegal aliens. She wants to give full-blown American citizenship with full entitlement to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid to 50 million illegal aliens. She wants to ban fossil fuels. She wants to ban fracking. She wants to force EVs on us. She wants to destroy our economy. She wants to raise taxes. She wants to wipe out all of our health insurance and force us onto some government-run socialist garbage. And Tester's right along with them. But we know who they are, and they're lying to us about who they are.
All right, summer's over. Kids are back in school. Time to get to work, especially here in 2024. Man, it's crazy. Just a few short weeks left until Election Day. You're going to want to sound off on the big news of the day. You're going to want to tell folks all across Montana what's on your mind. And sometimes it's not always the big news of the day. Sometimes it's just the fun stuff, too. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard all across Montana. We take it statewide every Monday through Friday right here at 9 to 10.